123.13 in the morning. Starting Mary Jo Lavelle. His name is L-E-A-V-E-L-L-E. First name M-A-R-Y. 26313. Patient turns on. Diabetic particulate stercosis. K-O-T-H-A-R-Y. In December, followed by diabetes and oral medicine control. She's complaining of pain on the top of her right foot that she states has comes and goes. It's not really bothering her right now, but it has been past. Her arthritis has really been acting up. She says over the last 3 weeks. She's having a lot of problem in her left shoulder as well. The skin of the feet is mild as a rhizotomy. Because here goes the decrease of skin for nails along disturbing. Elongating and cryptotic. There are hyperkeratotic lesions in the phalangeal joints, great toes, and mild heels. Warm edema of the ankles. There's tenderness palpation over the anterior lateral aspect of the right ankle into the sinus tarsi, especially with dorsiflexion and resistance with resistance period. Under cells, piece of face, no coping sinus. Assessment recurrent onychoptosis, nails by feet, two hyperkeratotic lesions, great toes, mild heels, three, mild penile and ankle edema, 3 or 4 is an edema appearance, all 5 mild right ankle joint pain. Plan number 1, discuss treatment option 2, nails and lesions, 3, dietary plan 3, counsel on diabetic care 4, she has increasing pain, swelling, redness, heat, she's turned immediately for reevaluation of the right ankle, otherwise I'll see her back in 9 weeks for regular diabetic foot care period, and chart patient Mary Lavelle, 26313. Joyce, last name is L-O-Y-A, for J-O-Y-C-E, 66292. Patient turns up, see if I'll care of a painful capsulitis on the left foot. She says it's definitely better. It's not completely better, but it's not as sore. Period. She's still able to wear her extra-diabetic shoe, but it's still sore, especially after she's been on it for any period of time. Decrepitism is still pain really at the base of the third metatarsal cuneiform joint, minimal at the fourth met cuneiform joint, and at the second, or the fourth met cuboid joint, and minimal at the second met cuneiform joint, period. There is decreased pain with medial lateral compression, decreased pain with dorsiflexion, plantar flexion against resistance, but not resolved. Period. Assessing painful capsulitis. Third metatarsal cuneiform joint, right left foot improved. 2 history IDDM under parent control. Plan number 1. Discuss treatment number 2. Patient decade with 5 milligrams of Kenalong and a half cc to 0.25 cent marker pain with socket pain. Mr. Aaron maximum tenderness at the third metatarsal cuneiform joint after antiseptic preparation of skin. She's instructed immune activity 24 hours and normal activity to her tolerance and turn the opposite 2 weeks false care. As soon as she develops increases in the spirit and chart on patient Joyce Loya, 66292. Philip Sussman is PHILLIPS, or some WILMA, 68460. Patient turns on follicular heel pain, is doing much better. She's not having pain first thing in the morning. Period, she's been wearing her OTC orthotics that she had made several years ago. Period, but physical exam reveals there's very minimal pain in the patient on the right heel, no erythema, no edema. Period, the orthotics she has are clearly over the counter orthotics, and I show her how to wear them appropriately in her shoes underneath the sock liner so that they will be more comfortable. Period, assessment painful plantar fasciitis. This was from right foot improved. 2, abnormal formation control, abnormal formation about feet. Plan number 1, patient instructed on stretching exercises and given a handout for these periods. This is also demonstrated for her. 2, she will continue the OTC orthotics. And 3, finish the anti-inflammatory. 4, return out with appearance basically as a recurrent symptoms period. And it's starting on patient Phillips, 68460. And Robert Fletcher, since I fail, TC. H-E-R, person R-O-B-E-R-T, 53904, patient turns on the follow-up focus after Bayer, B-A-E-R, in January, follows cardiovascular disease, period, he's also now on medication for his eyes, period. Objective exam reveals the skin of the feet is a rhizotomy, absent brother, you can see there's a 3-plus edema on the right foot and leg, two-plus on the left foot and leg, with venous skin change, but no opening, drainage, or discharge, quite a bit of edema and pain around his right ankle, period, the skin of the feet is a rhizotomy, absent brother, you can see skin through nails along disturbing pelvic hyperkeratotic lesions, noted the first M2P joint left foot and her phalangeal joints, great toes, osteolysis piece and presbyosis are traced, or are not palpable, there's no coping sinus assessment, recurrent onychodicity, onychodicity, nails by feet, two hyperkeratotic lesions, great toes by feet, 3 vital fetal angle leg edema, with chronic venous stasis, right wrist and left, 4 is ASHD with decreased speed of pulses by foot pain, 9-1, 3 nails and lesions, gent length, 2 counsel on foot care, 3 turnonomics, right wrist foot care, some positive chart, Robert Fletcher, 53904. Turn Arning Gardner, some G-A-R-D-N-E-R, some A-R-L-E-N-E, 40298, patient turns on for diabetic foot care, that's under Yokoyama in December, followed December followed her diabetes and oral medicine under control. She has a new caregiver, brings her in today, period. She's complaining of ingrowns and painful calves on both feet, period. She's also saying her AFOs are just not fitting her. She needs a new pair. She's had these for quite some time, period. Back to the embryos, the skin of the feet is a rhizotomy, absent brother, you can cinch your nails along with stovetotic, hyperkeratotic lesion noted in vital heels. She has dropped foot bilaterally, dorsalis piece post trace, no coping sinuses, period. Assessment, the appears if the braces are loose, especially up around the calf, period. Assessment, a recurrent onychodicity, the onychodicity nails off feet, hyperkeratotic lesions, vital heels, 3, vital of the drop foot, 4, extended edema and parent control, 5 foot pain, 9-1, debris nails and leaves, dietary cancel and diabetic foot care, 3, patient measured for, or patient sent for a new pair of AFOs, period. She will return to the office in Naomi's false care and termination Arlene Gardner 40298 when Yokoyama put she's home in January 13 and her fasting blood sugars should both be in the subjective portion. Her fasting blood sugars one is 86. Thank you very much. And Darren Thomas was in THOMAS was in DAREN 74002. Patient turns off today for a prep point for treatment of painful for excision of painful lesions in the planet left foot 3. Patient decided to treat with surgery. Period. Physical exam reveals the multiple lesions in the planet left foot. They are very painful. Patient periods had tried other topical and treatment modalities have not resolved the problems. In fact, have made it worse. Period. Assessment main multiple painful soft tissue lesions in the planet left foot to foot pain pattern 1. Review finding with patient. Discuss treatment nurse 2. Patient gave a full consultation for excision of the lesions with the surgeon. He understands the risk benefits of alternatives. The surgeon procedures understands no guarantees of results. Surgery gave recurrence of problem. Continued post-op pain. Sent the laboratory pre-op lab work. Gives history and a bike pain. This is the first post-op bone 1 week after the surgery period. And a chart on patient Darren Thomas at 74022. Next is a chart from Mary Boss. This is VOSSE, for some MARY, 21930. Patient turns out to diabetic flicker, Becker, BAKER, in December, followed by diabetes on insulin under control. She's complaining of ingrown nails, painful calcium, both feet, period. Technical exam was the skin, the feet is right. Control of abscess, growth, the decus, skin, nails, along the stomach, hypercarrier, lesions noted on the distal third digit on the right foot, says it hammered for me, and bilateral heels. Dorsalis piece, both strays. One person demon angles, no problem, sign of assessment, recurring on this week, on the left feet, two upper curtail lesions, third digit right foot, and bilateral heels, three bilateral feet, lacking edema, fourth sided demon, apparent shoulder, pattern one, three nails and lesions, judging tonight, two counsel on diabetic foot care, three returning non mixed at risk foot care, junior bombs. She's measured for new pair of exit diabetic shoes, we'll contact the patient for dispensing period, internal from Mary Boss, 21930. Next one, Ernest Boss, assessment is BOSSE for some ERANEST for some 29335, patient turns under diabetic foot care. Sir Baker, oh no, sir, I saw Dr. Nichols, excuse me, yeah, Nichols, N-I-C-H, it's that's N-I-C-H-O-L, yeah, okay, in January,
yeah, he's going to see him this
right, in January, January followed with diabetes on all medicine, he's complaining of ingrown nails and painful counts of both feet, period, physical exam reveals the skin, the feet is a rhizotope, abscess, growth, the symptom nails along the toe and tonic, 2-5 on the right, 1-5 on the left, and this hypercarrier lesions and the dorsal and lateral medial aspect of the right great toe, and on the distal second digit of the right foot. These are mildly tender palpation, 1 plus edema and angles, dorsal speed for the face, no clubbing sinus assessment, recurrent iconicity, but kurtosis and 5-2 hypercarrier lesions. Hypercarrier lesions, first second digit right foot 3, mild pain like edema, 4 history and edema and parental pattern 1, debris nails and lesions, diagenic link, to counsel on diabetic foot care, 3 turn 9 weeks at risk, diabetic foot care, some problems, and turn in Ernest Boss, 29335, turn Bobby B, that's the ED, for some BOBBY, 17626, patient turns on diabetic foot care, Bangu, BHANGOO, and December follows diabetes, on insulin control, fasting sugar zone 108, just got his new shoes with the braces and the insoles yesterday, a period. The shoes, well, the left plastic insole, though, needs to be accommodated slightly more laterally under the first metatarsal head to take the pressure off the area where he's had this chronic recurrent ulcer, the ulcer period. The ulcer is, this is under the objective now, the ulcer is definitely improved down to 10 by 10, no period of discharge, good granulation tissue, no evidence of infection, period. Heavy hypercarriosis around the periphery, which is pretty today. Period. Also, hypercarriotic lesion on the lateral metatarsal base on the right foot. The accommodation on the insert in that shoe appears to be in the appropriate place. Period. The nails are long and distal, chronic. The skin, the feet is right. Toe absent. Rather, because symptom, multiple areas of chronic scarring from the previous burn. Period. Dorsalis piece and pulses of trace. No clubbing and sinus assessment. Chronic recurrent ulceration. Subfoot metatarsal left foot improved. No infection. 2. Recurrent iconicity. Contusions in the other feet. 3. Hypercarriotic lesion about feet. 4. His value DM under parent control, 5 functional quantum, 6 peripheral neuropathy, plan 1, or 7 IDDM. I guess I already did the IDDM. Plan number 1, debris nails on the used digestion, like 2 counsel on the knife of thicker, 3. I marked the area on the left foot, left insole, to where it needs to be accommodated. You'll take this back to BIPO to have this done. You'll return to my office in 4 weeks for recheck, and then 9 weeks for regular diabetic foot care period, internal patient to Bobby Bede, 17626. Initial visitation, Michael Snyder, this is S-N-Y-D-E-R, some M-A-C-H-I-E-L, 41951. Chief complaint, this is, you can mark that off, this is a 63-year-old male, presents also complaining pain in his right heel, period, present looks like he had diffuse pain in the bottom of his right heel for several months and didn't think much about it. He'd live with it. It would be sore in the morning and then go away once you got up and walked around, period. However, in the last 2 weeks, it started localizing to one area in the bottom of the heel, which is more intense. A period of states he feels like he has a Lego piece, that's capital L-E-G-O, a Lego piece in the shoe, although he does not. Period, does say fragile. He's also concerned about thickened left-right nail. Period. He's had a previous treatment where we removed the nail and tried to grow a healthy nail, but it keeps recurring, thickening, growing. Period. Past medical history, being chart, physical exam, rheumatology. The right, the left hallux nail is very thick and disordered and cryptotic and mycotic distally, period. The remaining nails are myelinated, elongating, cryptotic, but not mycotic, period. Peripheral vascular dorsalis fees, dorsalis fees, pulses 1, pulses over 4, pulses not palpable, second to chronic, being the stasis of the edema. He normally wears compression stockings, but he does not have one today, period. Scapulopathology reveals excessive pain in the face of the planar medial aspect of the right heel. Very posterior medial to the planar medial tubercle, period. No pain on the left heel, period. Neurological patients and sensorium, especially neck by pairs, pain is no, period. Ultrasound of the right heel, form number one. Indication, location, technique is same. Defined thoughts of planar fascia's image. Note to be a large hypocoxic intensity at the insertion where the patient's pain is. It's 9.1 millimeters. No foreign body mass to resist. No period finding consistent hypertrophy of planar fascia insertion edema. Right heel. So I say here is painful. Painful acute slash chronic plantar fasciitis, heel syndrome, right foot, 2, abnormal pronation about feet, 3, bilateral fetal edema, venous stasis, 4, onychomycosis, onychomycosis, left right nail, 5, foot pain, plantar 1, rebound of basic, 3, plantar 2, under ultrasound imaging, the left right heel is injected with 10 milligrams of Kenalol, 1 cc, 0.25% marker pain, 1 solid campaign, medicine, medium injection site, reduced swelling inflammation. He started on samples and procedures for Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD, 3, nails are read to hijack length, 4, discuss alternative treatments for the left right nail, 5, return to the office in 2 weeks, follow care, and the chart known on patient, initial was on patient Michael Snyder, 41951. Next is a turtle patient doing Hatton. Last name is HATTO infinite JOANNE 70311. Patient turns on the follow-up care after FAR, FARAR, in December, followed cardiovascular disease on modifications, brought on by her husband's caregiver period. Examples the skin of the fetus, Zoraic Kutub, abstinent road, the nails along the shoulder, metallic hypercurital lesions noted on the on the great toes and bilateral heels, and the nails are improved with the antifungal therapy, but not completely resolved, period. Dorsalis piece of stress, no copy sinus assessment, recurrent onychosis, or chronic onychosis, onychodystrophy, nails about feet, mildly improved with myelosal therapy. 2, hyperkeratite lesion, bilateral great toes and heels, 3, his ASHD with decreased fetal pulses, 4, PAD, 5, foot pain, plantar 1, 3, nails and lesions, digestion, like 2, counsel, and pulse trigger, 3, patients started given another dose of the Lamisil, the take for 1 month, she returned to the office in 9 weeks, regular diabetic flicker, seeing the problems, and the chart known on patient, Joanne Hatton, 70311. The chart mentioned Jerry Gamble, last name is G-A-M-B-I-L-L, first name J-A-R-Y, 28025, patient turns out to say for follow care of a blister ulceration in the left great toe. Pretty safe, she's getting very little drainage now, she's putting the topical medicine on still during the day and off at and keeping it covered with a band-aid, period. So the blister is under control, he's now on insulin pump, period. Abductive exam with ulceration healing quite well. The open area is down to approximately 10 millimeters wide from medial lateral and 5 to 6 millimeters from distal proximal. It's scabbing over. It's developing good granulation tissue with no infection. Period. Assessment. Recurrent neuropathic ulceration, distal left great toe healing well with no infection. 2, hemorrhage deformis, left great toe. 3, slight edema under parent control, now an insulin pump. 4, peripheral neuropathic phantom 1, ulceration debrided, comes with proximity, just a band-aid, undressed band-aid. 2, patient continue with a Bacter band and a band-aid on during the day with band-aid off at night. We'll do that for 2 more weeks, may discontinue at that point. 1, 3, intense recurrent infection or drainage, and return to the office as a regular diabetic foot care. In March, resume develops problems, and turn to Jerry Gamble, 28025. Rosina McClintock, that's an MC, capital C-L-A-N-T-O-C-K, for some R-O-S-E-N-A, 68108, patient turns out for onychomycosis, nails about feet, period, saw Dr. Fadef last, F-A-D-E-F-F, in November, followed her cardiovascular disease, period. She's still complaining of the nails being thick on the end of the toes, but they're both better. Abductive exam is a distal portion of the both great nails that still show fungus and cryptosis, but it's much improved. All nails improved, but they're mildly elongated today, period. They're debris to hijack line, period. Assessment painful on the cryptosis on the coast of nails about feet, improved with Lamisil therapy. Plantar 1. Patient plantar 1, discuss treatment 2, nails debris to hijack line 3. Patient will return to the office in 8 weeks. That time, if she still has any residual fungus, we'll sort on a booster dose of medicine in appropriate period. And chart on patient Rosina McClintock, 68108. Lessons FAGOT for some ASHLEY, 73646. Patient turns out for the care of painful cocaine and papasitis. On the left heel, doing much better. Still sore, but not as bad. She'd been wearing orthotics in her tennis shoes for her zero period and for her color guard training, and also for PE, period. Dexterity with like 50 foot well and seat well in shoes, period. His middle pain and patient on the left heel, period. System painful calcaneal pulpositis with fasciitis left foot resolving. Panel 1, discuss use of orthotics. 2, continue on all shoes that as they would fit in. 3, return to office 6 months for a long-term orthotic check, shooting box gloves, and a chart on patient, actually, 73646. Of course, right, that's WRIGHD, for some DRIS. 5102, patient turns out of fellow care of a medial bolster fracture of the left navicular, doing much better. She's out of the gas boot, back in regular shoes. She's complaining of the pain of callus in the ball of her right foot. Dexterity is very minimal pain of patient at the medial navicular on the left foot. No pain on manor muscle testing in the tibialis posterior tendon. Painful hypercarditis lesion in the third metatarsal on the right foot. A debris of the hygienic length of 8 period. Radiographs and AP, LO, and lateral radius of the left foot. They reveal the fracture fragment is essentially healed back to the proximal plantar medial edge of the left navicular, period. Assessment, Bolson fracture, medial left navicular resolved. 2, tibialis posterior tendonitis resolved. 3, painful hypercarditis with capsulitis, third and feet on right foot. Panel 1, patient is instructed on appropriate shoe gear. 2, lesion debris to hygienic length. 3, patient on topical OTC lotion for the painful callus and pumice stone. She will turn out on a pair basis of current symptoms, period. And a chart on patient, Doris Wright, 5102. And dictation for the morning. Thank you very much. Okay.